It's the Book of the Week.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday. It's Book Club Day. Welcome to Portsmouth Authors Collective Book Club with me, Magic Matt. I have with me this morning Christine Lawrence, and she's going to be talking to Graham Brown. But before we get into that, here's our little poem for this morning. It's called Being Independent by Rupi Kaur. I do not want to have you to fill the empty parts of me. I want to be full on my own. I want to be so complete I could light a whole city. And then I want to have you, because the two of us combined could set it on fire. And with that, I shall hand over to Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Matt, and happy May the 1st. And welcome, Graham. Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Graham has been a prolific local author, actor and playwright with regular contributions to the Mayhem magazine, a city blogger for Wow 247 and guest writer for Strong Island Media. He was a screenwriter for M33, Destination Dardanelles, Making Waves film, with two of his scripts, The Greatest Generation and Cold Water Therapy, recently selected for showbait performances at Growlings Theatre. Graham, your new book is now ready to be published, Vancouver Heart, and it's set in two places and two timelines. I'll just read the blurb. Seaview, Isle of Wight, 1993. A family gathers to mourn a matriarch, the end of an era. But who was Grace Matthews? And what family secrets lie buried beneath the surface, threatening to destroy her bittersweet legacy? Vancouver, Canada, 1947. World War II naval veteran Jack Walker didn't expect to have shore leave the night of the plane crash, or meet the mysterious nurse sending him on a perilous mission that will turn his world upside down. Sounds really exciting, Graham. Can you give us a brief outline of the novel, the genre, and what we can expect?
Thank you. So, Vancouver Heart's a historic fiction romance novel set during the build-up to the Cold War, so very much sort of post-war, 1947. And we've got the two time frames. So, 1993 is the funeral, and Jack Walker, World War II veteran, clutches a gold pendant and, troubled by a stranger at the church, flashes back to 1947. Mm-hmm. And so we then see this adventure, if you like, younger, impulsive Jack on HMS Warrior in Canadian waters, which is the aircraft carrier, not the ports of the ship, just but yeah, so attempts at saving a pilot from a crashed aircraft then sends him on a collision course, meeting a no-nonsense pragmatic nurse, Grace Matthews, and then it starts the adventure and the mission.
So what inspired you to write this? I know you did it in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, we're going back to my own sort of Canadian grandmother at her funeral in 1995, and I guess there's so many stories and memories you have of, you know, we all have our own grandparents' stories, and not until you get older you reflect and realise there's not a lot you don't know about your grandparents and about the family stories and secrets.
Absolutely.
And the fact she emigrated from Canada in the late 40s, you know, that was a big deal. You know, that was a thread of an idea I couldn't get rid of. You know, it's sort of stuck in the head. So the sense of leaving everything behind and what that could do as a story. Yeah.
So that was why in the 1940s in Canada was important for you. So how much research did you conduct for the novel, and how did you use that for the story?
Okay, so the research, so I had to hang the story on a real time events, and so everything that happens in terms of the history did exist. So HMS Warrior was loaned out to the Canadian Navy, you know, the fact they didn't have a Navy back in the 1940s. So it gave me enough to get my sort of protagonist out there to meet Grace the nurse. And I've always loved the old movies of the 40s, so very much they've got great qualities, you know, like James Stewart and Katharine Hepburn, Philadelphia Story. There's a film, Best Years of Our Lives, that came out in 46, which I invite anyone to watch, which really powerful, talking about veterans coming back from the war, and it won a lot of Oscars. And then sort of screwball comedies like It Happened One Night, things like that. So like the banter between them was also interesting. I read a lot of published novels based like on the Arctic convoys, things like that. So again, trying to get the voice of the time and how they were written. Mm-hmm. And then I made a pilgrimage out to Vancouver as well, to actually go out there and to visit the scenes that I'd set in my novel, you know. So, for example, the Empress Hotel is a big part of the book. It's where the Christmas ball happens that they get together in 1946. And you can actually go there. It's in Victoria. It's a stunning hotel on the seafront, you know.
Oh, I'm going to play some music now.
Okay, very good.
Hi, and welcome back, Graham. Thinking about your novel, it raises some big themes throughout of memories, legacy, loss, and romance. What would you say is the takeaway message from the book?
I think it's for everyone to interpret in their own way, but ultimately I want them to be swept away with the romance of the story, the adventure, fall in love with the characters. I think the world needs more escapism than ever, but it's also grounded on a past that did exist out there. I think the legacy is really how you want people to be remembered when they pass, you know, and through the storytelling with the families at a wake or a funeral, is that highest point of someone's memory. So it's interesting to me the way that memory differs from what actually happened, and the conflict between how you believed it happened as to what really did happen, and how that gets resolved in a storytelling device. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, thank you. What about as a local writer, and I know you are, what has helped you most during the writing and the editing process to complete this novel?
Okay, so initially I signed up to a creative writing course in 2020. So literally, I think the last lesson came out just before lockdown, so a guy called Chase was really inspirational, helped me with the fundamentals, and that kind of created my kind of opening chapter, if you like. A lady called Abby Emmons online, she's got some amazing YouTube videos, so again talking about three-act story structures and how you can the storytelling process. But most grateful for Will Sutton, so generous with his time and expertise, and the local writing community. You know, it's how I met myself. You know, a constant source of advice, inspiration. It's a great space for writers to come as well. And I don't think I would have finished the book without that group, you know, because it is lonely out there, and you know, you're out there sort of writing, you know, and so it's great to have those fellow creators like yourself and Laurie, etc., Portsmouth Authors Collective, Writers Hub, speaking volumes, etc.
Thank you.
So we are blessed to have them. Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. Thank you, Graham. So you must be ready to publish. What's next?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So I'm querying at the moment. So I've got a few agents that have asked for complete manuscripts, which is really exciting. Going to a lot of festivals. So we've got the Bournemouth Writers Festivals. We've got Jericho Writers. Also, shout out to April Singley, helped out with Crowbait. So basically a script writers workshop space where every month writers respond to a word prompt, and we create like an 8-minute play that's performed without rehearsal. And again, it's great to have those safe spaces, because I'd never considered writing scripts before, you know, but I've always enjoyed acting, and I love writing dialogue. So it's a lot quicker to put together an 8-minute play than it is an 80,000 words novel. So the buzz of putting something together in a month and then finding its feet is quite an out-of-body experience. It's quite amazing to see that. I know I've got you involved as well. I've dragged you along.
Thank you, Graham, yes.
So plenty more script writing now, for sure. So they meet the first Tuesday of the month at Growlings Theatre.
Do you have an agent lined up?
So I've got a couple of asked for full manuscripts. So again, Jericho Writers is really good for that. It's a good resource. It's another mountain. I guess it's another challenge out there once you complete the book. Yeah. But I'm excited to get it out there now, for sure.
It's an exciting time for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing the outcome of that. I'm really excited about getting the chance to read your book, but I also know you through playwriting, and I wanted to ask you how you feel that scripts differ from writing a novel.
I think, yeah, as I said before, I think it's that initial, you know, you've got 8 minutes, so it's like A4 pages to put together, as opposed to 80,000. So it is more immediate, if you like. It's more trouble is now I want to sort of write more novels, but then I keep getting ideas for more scripts. So
yeah, you know. And if it's only an 8-minute script, it's kind of a lot easier. But have you tried your hand at writing full-length plays?
So yes, I'm looking at doing some more workshops this year that will extend that. So we're looking at maybe a duologue. So I've got a script I'm working on at the moment.
Excellent.
So That's going to be really exciting to work with that. Also looking at a sequel to Vancouver Heart, so taking the story onto the 1950s and the sort of politics and how the world affairs go with that. Thinking of sketching out a 1920s novella, so something completely different as a... but I've also started an Instagram channel, Mariner's Tales, so combining the best of sort of ports of pictures with some poetry as well. So a sort of regular side project there. So that
Mariner's Tales.
Mariner's Tales. So check it out on Instagram, yeah.
So is this connected to your life at sea?
Yeah, so it's got the sense of it's about Portsmouth Island, so anything to do with that, any inspiration that I find, so photos and poetry, so it's going to be that immediate kind of putting something out there. So
sounds fun.
Keep me out of mischief, yeah, for sure.
Now, I know you've asked to have Accentuate the Positive by Bing Crosby as your chosen piece of music. Why have you chosen that?
Okay, so very much 1940s, so it has a direct link with Vancouver Heart. So very much, it came out in 1944, so Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. It's got a great sort of rhythm to it. It would have been played in all the dance halls. But also, crucially, it's a song that Jack and Grace sing to each other in the Empress Hotel during the Christmas ball scene. So I'm just going to read out an extract to link in with that. All right. So I started singing off key. You've got to accentuate the positive badly for effect. It broke the mood. Seeking the rhythm, letting the music find us. Yes, don't mess with me, Buster, she protested, beating my chest. Her feet said otherwise. They weren't going anywhere. See, you know the words, I said, sweeping her off into a lounge recliner. Bing Crosby's got nothing to worry about. I think you should be worried. Why? Is this where you propose, Jack? She's theatrically swooned into my arms. Not sure I can take much more drama tonight.
Well, that was really lovely, and thank you so much, Graham, for coming along today. It was really interesting. Now I'm going to hand over to Matt.
Yes, well, it's May the 1st, and you know what that means, don't you? The submission window for the short story and poetry competition has just opened. Now, just to give you a bit of information about this, Victory celebrating its 50th anniversary from the original Radio Victory station. Portsmouth Authors Collective and Victory sort of joined forces, and we're offering a unique opportunity for new and experienced writers to have their work broadcast. If you want to enter the competition, all you need to do is write a short story of 400 words or a poem of 30 lines maximum. The theme for it has to be victory, but you can interpret that theme any way you like. It's just got to be relevant to the story or poem. What happens then is that the top 10 shortlisted stories and top 10 shortlisted poems get broadcast on Victory Radio over a two-week period. So this is a great chance to get a brand new audience to hear your writing. Now, we've put together a page on the website which has got all the information on it you need. You've just got to go to victoryonline.co.uk/competition, or just go to the website and you'll see a big banner on the homepage with a picture of a book. Click on that, it'll open up a page with all the information on it. It's got the rules on there, how to submit, there's links to where to purchase entries, everything that you need. Now, just to give you a very brief summary of some of the rules, obviously go to the page and read it in detail. But what we're really saying is, obviously the theme has to be victory. We don't want any offensive stuff, so no rude words, not that you would anyway, but, you know, it's got to be suitable for broadcast on radio. Think family friendly. The other thing is, when you submit your entries, we want you to put your order number instead of your name and address on the entry itself. And the reason for that is, when we look at them to judge them, obviously we don't want to recognise people's names, because Portsmouth Authors Collective, being such a wonderful, tight-knit community, helping each other out, we're bound to recognise names as they come through. So just make sure you put your order number on your entry. What we do afterwards is we look up that order number, find out who purchased it, and that tells us who's won. The other thing is, there's two email addresses. Because we're doing poems this time, we need to keep them a little bit separate. So if you're submitting a story, you need to send that to story2025@victoryonline.co.uk. And if you're submitting a poem, it's poetry2025@victoryonline.co.uk. there's no limit to how many entries you do. So if you want to submit 10 poems and 10 stories, we're not going to stop you. That's a lot of writing, though. I wouldn't want to try and do that myself. The submissions close at midnight on the 31st of May. If there's any change to that, it will be announced on the station, mainly in the book club. So make sure you listen regularly. If there's any changes, we'll let you know. Now, prizes. All the 10 shortlisted stories and 10 shortlisted poems are going to get a personal certificate listing your achievement. And for both the stories and for the poems, there are a top three. Okay, so a third prize, you get two novels, poetry collection from the Portsmouth Authors Collective together with Victory Merchandise. Second prize, three novels or poetry collections from Portsmouth Authors Collective together with some Victory Merchandise. And the first prize, you'll get five novels or poetry collections from Portsmouth Authors Collective. There will be a voucher as well, and there's going to be Victory Merchandise, obviously. There's also a special local submission prize, and this sounds really good. One short story and one poem submitted from a PO postcode. That's basically anyone in the Portsmouth area. Get VIP tickets to Victory's 50th anniversary celebration. That's taking place at the Gaiety in Southsea in October. If you come to that, you get to meet some of your favourite presenters, there's live music happening, all sorts of things. It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic evening. And you've probably heard the likes of Paul Anthony talking about that on Community Connections. Keep your ears open, there's lots of information being announced about that. If you don't get a chance to go as a VIP from the competition, though, you can buy tickets, but make sure if you're going to buy tickets, you buy them soon, because they are selling out quite quickly. So, yes, that's the short story and poetry competition. As I say, go along to the website, victoryonline.co.uk/competition. Have a read through the information there. Get your entries in. And I don't know about anybody else, I'm really looking forward to reading some of these entries. So I'm going to sit here impatiently waiting for entries to start rolling in. I'm really excited about that. Unfortunately, that is all the time we've got this week on the Book Club. So I shall hand you back over to Patrick with some more fantastic music and look forward to talking to you again next week. So until then, keep writing.